Hey on Wall Street, Willie. What is an IRA? An IRA, also called traditional IRA, is a type of tax-advantaged retirement account that you typically fund with pre-tax money. This allows you to deduct contributions from your income, lowering your income tax for that year. The earnings grow tax-deferred, but you have to pay tax on the money you withdraw in retirement. IRAs are a popular option as anybody can contribute as long as they have earned income, although the amount you can deduct depends on whether you or your spouse have a workplace retirement account. You can also make non-deductible contributions to your IRA, but there is no tax advantage, either at the time of contribution or withdrawal. How does an IRA work? With an IRA, you contribute pre-tax earned income, which includes salary, wages, bonus, tips, profit from business, etc., rent, social security benefits, investment income, alimony, unemployment benefits, etc., don't qualify as earned income. The money can then grow in your IRA over time, and you only have to pay income tax when you withdraw the money in retirement. Simply opening your IRA will not make your money grow. After you open and fund the account, you need to choose the securities you want to invest in. The investment options could be stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, index funds, ETFs, and more. An IRA can be opened at a bank, credit union, or a brokerage that offers IRAs. But brokerages are the most popular choice as they offer a variety of investment options. Can kids have an IRA? If your child has earned income, you can open a custodial IRA for them. Once they turn 18 or 21, they will assume ownership of the account. This can really help them take advantage of compounding due to the long time horizon. However, a Roth IRA may offer better tax benefits since they are more likely to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, which is ideal for the tax-free withdrawals of a Roth IRA. I've heard about Roth conversion. What's that? Roth conversion is a way to convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA by paying taxes on the amount converted. If you are converting a large sum, the tax liability that year can be significant. To avoid this, the conversion can be done over many years. A Roth IRA conversion is ideal if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement or want the flexibility to not make mandatory withdrawals, RMDs, or leave tax-free inheritance to your heirs. Is an IRA right for me? That's a great question. Find out by watching the video on your screen. Thank you very much, Wall Street Willie. You're welcome, Super Cooper. Remember, finance is your friend.